Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We've prepared for Wednesday, March 10th, 2010. In fact, we're reading it actually early in the afternoon as we've had a little bit of an overcoming time today with our timing, but we pray it will be a blessing to those that read it. It's titled The Throne of Grace. And we use the text, the only text in the Bible that has that phrase, from Hebrews 4, verse 16.
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
We regularly pray for persecuted followers of Christ. Much of the persecution is taking place in remote areas and rarely makes the news. Some persecution is not reported due to politically driven motives. Regardless of whether the stories emanate from our own country, and that's rare actually, or an isolated, unheard of village, the plight of the persecuted should get our attention, and their suffering should drive us to our knees in intercessory prayer. We have a pastor friend who often prays this prayer for the persecuted. May the Holy Spirit be as anesthesia applied to the wounds of those undergoing painful affliction.
This last week there was a horrendous, large-scale attack on Christians in Nigeria, and this did make some news outlets. When we read of these accounts, we get a perspective jolt that scales our own problems down to rather petty annoyances.
Well, I certainly am desiring to have a mature perspective on the extreme suffering such as our brothers and sisters are experiencing in places like Nigeria and other parts of the world. I'm glad that God is not limited concerning his interest in the various burdens we all bear daily. Today's scripture text can bring encouragement, we hope and pray, will, for all, regardless of whether our need is small or great.
And I quote, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence." The writer of Hebrews implores us to approach the throne of grace with confidence. This is the only reference in the Bible to the throne of grace and is a quite literal translation found in all standard translations. What a comforting description of this approachable place of mercy and grace.
We approach, and I quote the latter part of the verse, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The Amplified Bible makes this distinction between mercy and grace in this context. First of all, mercy for our failures. And secondly, grace to help in good time for every need. That is appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it.
Well, I am very glad for God's presence in my time of need. I have received His mercy and regularly experience His grace. Admittedly, His grace is not always dispersed at the moment I may want, nor always is it in the way I have prayed, but as God in His providence has scheduled and apportioned it. The declaration of faith is very hard at times like this, but truth is not dependent on my particular circumstances, for God is faithful.
We recall a message Jim Gambini, a former pastor, shared many years ago about God's grace when he was preaching on the subject of worry. He pointed out that we cannot stockpile grace. When we find ourselves worrying, that is essentially what we are trying to do. When we get ahead of God's actual plan, we try to figure out how the troubling scenario will play out, which then gets us worked up about how we will respond. God's grace is always available in abundant supply during our time of need, but not ahead of the need. I like this thought that Pastor Jim shared. I quote, "For the Christian, our focus is not to be on the need or even the provision for the need, but we are to focus on the provider."
Keeping our focus on the throne of grace remains a difficult task for many of us. We want to stockpile God's grace. Father, keeping our focus on the throne of grace remains a difficult task for many of us. Since we want to stockpile grace, plan ahead. Help us to keep approaching your throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank God for His grace. And we do have some additional materials. Our message was tending to get a little bit long today, but as I studied. But let me read one thought I came across in regard to this stockpiling grace. It's a historical thought concerning John Huss, who was condemned to burn at the stake. The night before, in his cell, he tested himself with a match and recoiled in pain. He is quoted as saying, "If I can't withstand the fire of a candle, how the stake?" But the next day, Huss not only bore the flames, he died singing. God's grace was sufficient. He went through the flames in a manner that glorified his Father. Well, we do have several photos up on our site today, all of Astaire's, concerning Astaire's birthday party, except her lead photo, which is a local pond. And Brooksine will have some captions describing some of the events of the last couple days in our lives. And finally, a photo I just took probably half an hour ago of the very first faint wisps of new life in our front yard, some type of bulbs just peeking through the ground after the snow melted off. Well, as normal, we also have some songs to recommend today. We have a song, "My Faith Has Found a Resting Place," and several other songs that deal with this subject of grace and God's throne of grace. And we welcome you to join it. And finally, today we have that article from persecution.org, I believe it is. It's the Voice of the Martyrs, concerning that vicious attack that I referred to on Christians in Nigeria by Islamic assailants just this last weekend. I do notice that several secular news sources also referred to this. However, there have been some interesting observations made regarding, once again, the attempts to just deny the obvious, and that is that these are Islamic militants and terrorists that do this work. But if you care to read that article, it's linked to from our site today. Our site is at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, March 10th, 2010. And we encourage again each one of our listeners to, with confidence, approach that throne of grace.